Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Tuesday morning, the 10th of April. A very important week for the sport of racing, with a three-day Grand National meeting starting on Thursday. More of that in a moment, as nearer to home, Pontefract and Catterick begin their seasons on the flat, today and tomorrow respectively. There's a mammoth eight-race programme at Pontefract today, Tuesday, starting at 2:20. It's the start of 16 days racing this year at the West Yorkshire track. Parc de Launay, trained near Tadcaster by Tom Tate, could be the answer to the sprint handicap at 3:20, while Descaro, trained near Helmsley by David O'Meara, can take the handicap race for stayers at 3:50, a race he won last year. There are seven races tomorrow, Wednesday at Catterick, starting at 2 o'clock. Arizona John, the winner of an amateur riders race recently at Doncaster, can land the Pinpoint Recruitment Handicap Stakes over a mile and a half at 3:30. And Boucher Garçon, successful at Musselburgh on Sunday, can follow up in the sprint handicap race for apprentice jockeys at 5 o'clock. So the John Smith's Grand National meeting gets underway on Thursday, and the imperious Big Bucks will attempt to create racing history on the opening day when he attempts to win his 17th consecutive race, when he lines up for the Grade 1 Liverpool Hurdle at 2 o'clock. Nakarat, a former winner of Weatherby's Charlie Hall Chase, goes for the Betfred Bowl at 5 past 3, a Grade 1 chase he won last year. On Friday, the Grade 1 Melling Chase is featured at 5 past 3, along with the Topham Chase at 3:40. Queen Mother Champion Chase winner Finian's Rainbow is set to face the starter in the Melling Chase. Then on Saturday, the eyes of the sporting world will be on the John Smith's Grand National due off at 4:15. The winners of Weatherby's two major races this season, according to Pete and Weird Al, could play prominent roles in the famous race. According to Pete, is trained at Malton by Malcolm Jefferson and won the Roland Merrick Handicap Chase on Boxing Day before going on to win the Peter Marsh Chase at Haydock Park in January. Well, Jefferson recorded a couple of winners at last month's Cheltenham Festival, so the stable is in good form. Weird Al landed the Charlie Hall Chase at Weatherby in October, and he's trained by Donald McCain, who sent out Bala Briggs to win last year's Grand National, and Bala Briggs is once again a leading contender, as is Synchronized, who attempts to become the first horse since Golden Miller in 1934 to complete the Gold Cup and Grand National double, and in the process provide the champion jockey Tony McCoy with his second win in the Aintree Marathon. Well, Malton trainer Brian Ellison recorded a notable double over jumps last Saturday at Haydock Park, and he's likely to be represented by Neptune Equesta. Well, County Durham owner trainer John Wade is set to run Always Right, the mount of James Reevely. Well, my selection is Junior, a former Royal Ascot winner for trainer David Pipe. Well, according to Pete, trained at Malton by Malcolm Jefferson, has each way claims. After 52 years of continued coverage, this year's Grand National is the last to be shown on BBC television. Their first transmission in 1960 was won by Merriman II, the last Yorkshire-trained horse to win the famous race. Can, according to Pete, complete the circle. Enjoy your racing.